A new public charter school incorporates Hmong language and culture as part of its mission. Students started their first day of classes yesterday at Hmong American Immersion School in Appleton. The school can enroll students from 4K through 4th grade. The curriculum incorporates Hmong language, history, and culture alongside the core subjects like math, science, and English language instruction. The principal of the new Hmong Immersion School, Mai Koo Her, recently spoke with Kate Archer Kent.
Planning for the school, it started about 6 years ago. How are you and your staff feeling as the school opens?
We are feeling excited and humble at the same time. You know, this is a really historical moment for us, not just for Appleton Area School District and our Appleton community, but also for our Hmong community. And so today's, you know, is a culmination of years of vision, planning, and partnership, and to be able to see our first group of scholars walk through our doors of high this next Tuesday, it is both historically and deeply meaningful for us. So we are really excited and, again, humbled that this opportunity is finally arriving.
Can you take us on a bit of a tour? Are there visual clues that this is a Hmong American Immersion School?
Yeah, so when you come into the front of our building at Johnston Elementary, to the left, you will see a big sign that says HI, which is a Hmong American Immersion School, will be right underneath that. So you will know that the right side of our building is designated for HI. As you enter through our front door, to your right, you will see HI's writing to the right there with a display case of our contributors who have made HI possible. On your left, you'll see Johnston Elementary and our logo making, you know, helping others identify that to the left of our building remains strong is our Johnston Elementary School. Walking through that corridor, you will then look up in the right and on top of the hallway, you will see our elephant paws that are going across the entire hallway, both on the first and second floor. As you continue to walk to the center of the hallway, you will notice on the side of the right, where HI's classrooms are, you will see a historical moment panels that data from 300 BC all the way up to 2015, talking about the history of the Hmong and how they have settled within this area. And then if you go up the stairs onto the platform there, you will notice that you will see some artifacts of Hmong embroideries and dolls fully dressed in the Hmong culture, along with the Hmong flute display there. We do have four classrooms designated for grades 4K through 4, and then another classroom for our Hmong language and culture heritage classroom for our students to be able to come in and learn.
Maiku, Wisconsin is home to more than 66,000 Hmong Americans. That's the latest census estimates. Why do you think there is a need for this type of public charter school?
You know, Appleton is home to one of the largest Hmong population in the state, right? And up until now, there hasn't been any school dedicated to honoring and uplifting the Hmong language and culture alongside with strong academic learning. So with HI, we're gonna be able to provide a space where students can see their identity reflected in their daily learning, and then while also preparing them for success in a diverse and global world. So I think that is very important that our students and our family and our community have access to this charter school and this opportunity.
We're talking about a new Hmong Immersion School that's opened in Appleton with Mai Koo Her, the principal of Johnston Elementary School, and Appleton's new Hmong American Immersion School. Mai Koo, you know, recruiting teachers is difficult across Wisconsin and elsewhere. You know, what was that like to recruit teachers for the Hmong school?
Yeah, you know, it's just like recruiting anywhere, right? When you talked about making sure that we have the right people in the right place. So we are very fortunate that we got the best of the best teachers here. I believe that the right people that will be at a Hmong American Immersion. Our teachers are all not Hmong They do not need to be Hmong. And our teachers are willing to learn about the Hmong culture, history, and you know, being able to embrace that with their students. So we have been very fortunate that we do have some very strong teacher in place, that they're ready. And they've been, you know, they started a week before our Appleton area school teachers came back. So they are ready to go with our students come Tuesday.
And you've encouraged students who aren't from the Hmong community to enroll in the school as well. What do you hope students who aren't Hmong will learn through this environment?
Yeah, you know, what I do hope is that they will learn about another culture other than themselves or their own culture, and to be able to learn another language and be able to communicate with their peers or others in the community with being able to speak the Hmong language. So I do hope that our non-Hmong students will have that opportunity and to be able to have access to it, the Hmong language and culture that no other community may have, for them to be able to embrace and to learn.
And we know the Hmong language classes will be a key part of what the immersion school is able to offer. But will Hmong curriculum influence subjects, I wonder, like art and music and gym classes?
Yes, those essential classes are still part of the Hmong language and culture heritage class. So we will be incorporating all of those into that 50-minute class time daily. Our curriculum does include, you know, rigorous core academics such as literacy, math, science, and social study, which is all taught in just English. But we're integrating the Hmong culture heritage throughout the day so that students also build that strong bilateral skills and cultural pride and academic confidence. But with our Hmong language in itself will be a standalone. So we're going to emphasize also within that is the critical thinking, the collaboration, social justice, along with advocacy and problem solving, just to ensure that our students are well prepared for their future.
I wonder, how might your life have been different if you had had access to an elementary school like this when you were a child?
You know, I wonder that myself too sometime. And you know, for me, I think, you know, growing up being some of the first Hmong families that have resettled here in Appleton, for me, it was more of, you know, because I know what it means to be Hmong. I know about the Hmong culture, the language, because that, you know, my parents only spoke Hmong at that time. But, you know, I often think about what would it be like for my own children, with, you know, my three children who did not grow up with the traditional Hmong culture and language, and have, you know, two of the three do not even speak Hmong. And all three have very limited knowledge about the Hmong history and culture. And I have, you know, being, you know, I'm Hmong myself and have experienced that growing up, at times it's even difficult to be able to teach or to share some learnings. You know, I just recently we did our ribbon cutting, and I was even asking our director of high director of curriculum, okay, why do we have to stand on this side of the, you know, of the ribbon and not stand on the other side with everybody else? And is there a cultural piece to this? And he was able to explain that to me. But even as an adult who has grown up with the Hmong culture, I've lost a lot of that. So, you know, it is my hope that this will allow our children of today to be able to learn more about some of the customs, the culture piece, and the heritage piece, so that they can understand and be well versed and to understand when they're, you know, talking with their grandparents or, you know, doing some of the cultural practices, that they understand the why behind it. Because I find myself, you know, growing, you know, because I grew up in the United States here, I've lost so many of that, and I don't understand some of those reasons behind why certain things happen within that culture the way it is.
Well, Maiku, all the best to you and your new school. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And it was a pleasure being able to share with you the hard work that we put together to make this school possible for our community today.
Maiku Herr is principal of Johnston Elementary School in the new Hmong American Immersion School in Appleton. She talked to Kate Archer Kent about this new school that welcomed its first students this week. Hey, did you grow up with two languages in your household? What did that mean to you? Did you stick with both of them? Or do you have regrets about letting one go? My grandparents spoke a lot of Polish. Wish I'd paid better attention. Never really caught on with me. Share your story. If you grew up with those two languages or wish you did, you could email wisconsintoday at wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday at wpr.org.